Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I was working at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, I was helping Brother Hagin in his ministry there in Oklahoma, helping in the healing school. He was teaching in the healing school. And as time went on, he became more and more involved in other things. And it was strong on his heart because as a teenager, he was pronounced incurable. He had more than one condition in his body that they said nobody in his condition had ever lived past 16 years of age. And when he got to be, 14 and 15, he went the way all of them said all the doctors said he would go. He became paralyzed, bedfast. He had his heart wasn't properly developed, incurable blood disease. They said if that other things hadn't killed him, that would kill him. And so he had no hope. And he found God on that bed. He said, as a little Baptist boy reading Grandma's Methodist Bible, he found Mark 11:23-24, and he found about faith and healing, and came up off that bed. Hallelujah! God raised him up, and then he went and preached for 60+ years all over the world. That's a miracle, isn't it? Our ministry and many others came out of his ministry. So healing school was close to his heart. He knows what it's like to be there, and he wanted a place to help people. Well, I got it in my heart, too, as I was there working with him. And at one point, he said, I'm not going to be able to be here all the time. Who has this on their heart? I looked around, and I thought, me? I said, well, I do. And so we became more and more involved in it. And so I began soon to be the main one that would be laying the hands on the people there instead of him. Well, I felt inadequate. I mean, here, he's had a visitation from the head of the church. He talks about a tangible anointing that he ministered to people with and amazing miracles that had happened in his ministry. And then Thursday, we're having laying on of hands, and it's going to be Keith who? So I felt inadequate. So I began to seek the Lord earnestly. Lord, and what I had come to see is the thing that makes the difference, other than the faith, is the anointing. Yes. The anointing. Yes. Removes the burden, destroys the yoke. And I knew the stronger the anointing, the better. Amen. And so I began to seek the Lord and implore Him for more anointing. More anointing, kind of like what Brother Hagin had. I wasn't going to claim that exactly, but I knew I needed more. So I'm asking him, and I must have asked him 100 times, Lord, more anointing. I'm seeking you, asking you. I'm going to lay hands on these people. Let the anointing come stronger and stronger. And I must have said it, like I said, 100, 200 times. And the Lord spoke to me in the floor praying. He said, faithfulness. Faithfulness. I knew it was him. And I thought, and I'm not hearing an audible voice now, but just inside me. I thought, Lord, that's great. Yes, sir. Faithfulness. But what I could really use right now, we're about to go lay hands on people, is some more anointing. And I kept on. And he said to me again, faithfulness, son. Faithfulness. I thought, yes, sir. I know faithfulness is important. I know it is. I'm about, 5 years in the ministry at this time. I'm still pretty young. I know it, Lord, and I'm going to do a study on faithfulness, and I'm going to find out more what you're talking about. But what I could really use right now, some more anointing, and I didn't get it the first several times. He said to me again, I kept asking him, and he said, faithfulness. And I said, yes, Lord, I'm not getting it, am I? Help me. And I just opened myself up, and I saw it. He gave me these phrases. He said, son, all of my children receive an anointing when they're filled with the Holy Spirit. Is that true? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You'll be witnesses to me. He said, all of my children receive an anointing when they're filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, many of them have done nothing with it. Why would they need more? So we're back to what we're talking about, aren't we? You don't need a greater anointing to watch TV with. Right? Or to just goof off or fish or play golf. You know what? What do you need the anointing for? And he said this to me. He said, be faithful with what you have and I'll increase you. Be faithful with what you have and I'll add to you. See, that's how it comes. That's how all of it comes. He'll give you something. And to you, it may seem small. Brother Hagin didn't start off in the anointing he was operating in 50 years later. That's right. When I was praying about this. Uh-huh. Did he? No, he told when he first began his ministry, he had no tangible anointing. He had a bottle of oil and he anointed people with oil and just prayed for them in faith and people got helped. And it was later and over the course of time that those greater things were added to him. The Lord said to me, be faithful in what I've given you. See, that's why the enemy wants to get you to disparage what you have and compare yourself with somebody else all the time and then look down narrowly at what you have. Why? Because he knows if he can get you to do that, you're stuck. You'll never advance. You'll never develop. I saw it. I said, forgive me, Lord. I hadn't been thankful for what you've given me. I said, thank you. I got it. So I quit begging for more anointing. You know what I began to do? I'd read the scriptures in Matthew. I'd read them in Mark where it says, he talked about that he gave them authority and power to go out and heal the sick and to cast out devils. And I began to say, I'm anointed. The anointing is on me. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me. I'd lay there on the floor and say it for 30 minutes. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. And you know what would happen? Man, the longer I'd lay there and say that and believe that, I'd begin to sense His presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I ministered with all the faith I had and with all the anointing I had. And you know what happened? Year after year after year, it began to get stronger. Come on, can you see this? I have my part. See, people want to circumvent that. They just want to pass all that and come up and say, lay your hands on me and give me that anointing. If somebody says they can, they're either confused or lying. Because if they have a grace and anointing in their life, they didn't give it to themselves. And since they didn't give it to themselves, they can't give it to you. Now, if the Lord directs, He can take of something and minister to you. You know, we just had a laying on of hands for the graduate Sunday. But He's not going to give you the full measure of something that's on somebody that's been faithful for 50 years. Come on, are you listening? It just doesn't work that way. He will add something to you, and if you use it. See, what do you need more for? If you're not going to do anything with it. If you use it, it'll get stronger. He'll add to you. Didn't He say, faithful. He that's faithful in that which is least is going to be faithful in more. Yes. Right? Yes. Hallelujah. Be faithful in what you have. A lot of people would like to handle big money. Oh, God, give me some money. Let me have some real money. What would you do with real money? Well, I'd do great things. No, Jesus said you would do exactly what you're doing with what you have right now. That's what He said. And that's true. So we don't need to be thinking about what I could do with $1 million or $10 million or $1 billion. What did the Lord tell me to do with my $5? With my 10? With my 20? With my 100? Is that right? If I'm faithful with the 5, He knows He can trust me with more. Is that right? And He'll do it. I know, looking back over Phyllis in my life, there's place after place where you could have ignored that And there could not have done that. And there's times it was not convenient to do that. But it was a test. Will you do it or not? Will you trust Him or not? And when you obeyed Him, I mean, there's no more conversation. You have demonstrated. You'll do what He told you to do with what was a lot to you. Might not be big to everybody, but it was big to you. It was what you had. And what does He know now? He can trust you with more. And next thing you know, you will have more. It'll be in your hands. But at any time, you get to where you won't do what He tells you to do with it, you're capped. That's as far as you can go. If you won't do what He tells you to do with it. There is a Godward side. Thank God for the grace. But there is a manward side. And we must not act like it doesn't exist or that it's all up to God. And the God side is the grace side. Do we need to work on the grace side? Do we need to work on God's side and the giving side? We do not. He is faithful. He has provided it. He has given it. Right? He's already done it. What side do we need to work on? Our side. The faith side. The just shall live by faith. He could have said the just shall live by grace. Couldn't he? He could have said without grace it's impossible to please God. Couldn't he? He could have said grace is the victory that overcomes the world. Couldn't he? But he didn't. Why? Because that's God's part. Our part is faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. By faith you receive. By faith you receive from God. By faith you resist the devil. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. You need to be stoked about faith. Is that right? You need to be excited about faith because this whole thing is progressive from faith to faith. And as soon as you come up a notch in your faith, you're going to come up a notch in your life. Hallelujah. Phyllis and I have seen this in our own lives year after year after year. As soon as we come up in our faith, here comes increased vision, here comes increased call, here comes increased anointing and supply. Hallelujah. And sometimes you shake your head and you think, I thought I was waiting on Him. And we weren't waiting on Him at all. He'd been waiting on us to come on up, come on up, come on. Think bigger, believe bigger, be willing to step out bigger. And as soon as you do, hallelujah, you advance. Even though there's enemies that try to hinder you, you don't let them stop you. You go right through them. You go right over them. Got your armor on. Got your sword of the Spirit. Is that right? Amen. And you lay hold of what's been given you, and you hold it fast.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.